There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
State lawmakers are trying to figure out how to counter federal cuts in food aid. This week, a committee heard 2 hours of testimony from operators and clients of food banks urging them to lower the barriers to getting help. We get more from KCBS's Holly Kwan.
For months, we've heard about how some banks were running out of food, how lines were longer than ever. Josh Wright is with the California Association of Food Banks, representing over 40 of them.
We know that around 30% of Californians report they or someone in their household has reduced meals or cut back on food to save money in the past year. We are also seeing an increase in Americans taking on debt to pay for food, with the Urban Institute estimating that 1 in 5 Americans are having to do so.
Most are bracing for a sharp jump in demand next year as federal requirements squeeze the eligibility to qualify for help. Zoe Tanner is a UC Davis student who calls the current application process for CalFresh dehumanizing and needs to be simplified.
I was on hold for over 3 hours with my caseworker for my initial interview. This speaks to the hoops CalFresh participants are made to jump through just to afford groceries for the month.
California lags behind other states in enrolling eligible people into food assistance programs. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
More colleges are embracing the use of artificial intelligence tools, things like ChatGPT, by both students and faculty. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports OpenAI is bringing that technology to nearly 500,000 students in the CSU system.
OpenAI says users are looking to ChatGPT some 176 times a month on average on campuses where they've reached deals to provide the technology. The goal is better positioning students for the work world. About 80% of job postings on LinkedIn require some sort of AI literacy. Anthony Giuliano is with the marketing firm The Asher Agency.
It's the biggest case of flying the plane as it's being built in my career. I've been in the work world for about 30 years.
How ChatGPT is being used in the classroom is also quickly changing. Ahmed Banafa is an engineering professor at San Jose State University.
The resistance started first by saying this is against critical thinking, and then the student used it anyway.
Banafa says now ChatGPT policies are written into the syllabus, and most professors lay out how it can and can't be used. He's seen a major improvement in student communication, especially for those whose first language isn't English.
Now I can read the email, and the communication level and the understanding of the student trying to tell me really increased tenfold.
At the same time, Banafa says professors also need to watch for both over-reliance and addiction to AI. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
The city of Santa Clara is tightening the belt around Levi's Stadium ahead of Super Bowl 60. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from the stadium on new restrictions for vendors.
The Santa Clara City Council has approved a special event zone all around Levi's Stadium during Super Bowl week. For 10 days, the so-called clean zone will surround the stadium, strictly prohibiting unlicensed street vendors and the sale of counterfeit merchandise. Officials say the move is vital for public safety. Santa Clara Mayor Lisa Gilmore.
It takes a village to put this on. It's not just our city. It's all the surrounding cities that are going to have to assist and help us.
Some local businesses have complained about a lost sales opportunity. The restrictions kick in on February 1st and run through the 10th. The special event zone was a requirement by the NFL for Santa Clara to host the Super Bowl. Near Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Police in Vallejo have arrested a high school site safety supervisor this week in connection with an assault on a student. Officers say the staff member, identified by school officials as 36-year-old Reuben Carter Freeman, had taken a student's phone away from her by force and held her against her will inside a classroom. He then eventually returned her phone and allowed her to leave once she had complied with some of his demands. We don't know what those demands were. Freeman was booked into the Solano County Jail on several charges. Police in San Francisco are investigating a hit and run that killed a pedestrian last night in the Outer Mission. First responders were called to the site of the crash at Mission Street near Foot Avenue just before 6 p.m. The victim found laying in the street died at the scene. Police have not released further details. If you are a gamer, you know the cost to follow your passion can be a little expensive sometimes. But KCBS's Ken Duffy tells us the rising prices of gaming consoles are cutting into sales in ways not seen in decades.
Thanks to tariffs and more pricey components, the cost of video game consoles are going up and driving down sales. Data from Bloomberg shows sales were off almost 30% last month, which is the lowest in 20 years. Some gamers in Oakland acknowledge the higher costs, but...
Tariffs, what can I say? I don't know. It's like, what can we do other than, you know, if you're going to just decide to buy it and be happy or just, you know, say you don't want it and not treat yourself?
Alec just finished up his own video game shopping, but says he waits for consoles to go on sale before getting them.
I bought all the consoles already last year, several years ago, whenever I could, basically. I think I have them all.
The average price of a console has risen more than 10% with an average price tag of close to $440. Ken Duffy, KCBS.
We have a story about roosters. There are new rules for roosters in Napa County. The Board of Supervisors there has banned the keeping of roosters on smaller properties and is limiting the number of these birds that people can have on larger properties. The move is looking to eliminate the potential for public nuisance, you know, like persistent cock-a-doodle-dooling, and raising the birds to be used in cockfighting. People raising roosters for food are exempt from the new rules. They can have as many roosters as they want.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Your News Watch continues. The holidays bring an increase in scams, and seniors are especially vulnerable targets. KCBS's Virginia Van Zandt reports on how the issue is impacting the Bay Area's elderly.
We had one person who actually was arguing with law enforcement that she was going to lose her house if she didn't pay this money.
Lori Fergoli is the district attorney for Marin County. They just launched a new program with local banks that distributes informational cards to help customers understand when they may be targets of a scam. The holidays are a particularly busy time for scammers. As people order presents online, their financial information ends up in the hands of bad actors, who then try to extort them for large sums of money. And the elderly are more vulnerable than most.
The older you get, the more trusting, the more care and concern you have for other folks, and so you're a little bit easier to be conned.
That's Mark Reichel, a district attorney investigator for Marin County. He says you can help flag potential scams by checking in with elderly family members.
Sometimes them having someone to call and run it by them might be the thing that helps as well.
Virginia Van Zant, KCBS.
It's official. More than 200 jobs are disappearing when Anheuser-Busch closes its Fairfield plant next year. Job cuts will start in early February as the brewery winds down operations. In state filings, the company said 238 jobs are being eliminated, but workers are being offered opportunities elsewhere in the country. In addition to the Fairfield plant, the company is closing a brewery in New Hampshire as it looks to update and modernize operations. Fairfield city officials say the plant closure will mean a loss of nearly $11 million in taxes for the town. They're already looking for new investments for that site. Senior clients of Live Oak Adult Day Services in San Jose have a new helping hand, and it's not a human one. Here's KCBS's Danny DiCrescenzo with the story.
Miroki is a yellow 4-foot socialized robot that Live Oak's executive director, Izumi Yaskawa, says has plenty of talent.
So he's got LLMs, so basically AI, and he can speak a couple of languages. He's got a lot of database that he could pull resources and knowledge from.
Yaskawa, who worked in AI robotics for 15 years, got Miroki to Live Oak through her connection to the CEO of French startup Enchanted Tools, the company that makes him. She notes the reception among the seniors has been very positive.
For the older adults with cognitive, mild cognitive impairment, they were very responsive and talking to the robots. Some of the women were just talking nonstop.
Yaskawa says the goal for the foreseeable future is to get funding to keep the pilot program going. She says there are many more possibilities.
The hope is that we will have robots that would be helping with mobility, for example, or, you know, just taking a walk.
Danny DiCrescenzo, KCBS.
A fire tore through a group of RVs south of Santa Rosa shortly after midnight yesterday morning. The County Fire District tells the Press Democrat crews responded to the scene at a commercial property on Santa Rosa Avenue near Shady Lane. Flames and smoke visible from Highway 101. Fire crews controlled the fire about 90 minutes later. Five RVs were destroyed or damaged beyond repair. Authorities think the vehicles were being stored and not used as housing. Damage estimated at $250,000. No one was injured. Layoffs hitting two South Bay companies as the Bay Area continues to reel from major job cuts in tech. State filings show tech companies Zebra Technologies and France-based biotech firm Biomeru may have separately announced they're planning permanent layoffs at their facilities in San Jose. Zebra slated to cut 75 jobs, Biomeru cutting 121.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.